Friends, Holy Spirit is with us. He is here in this place. And it's his desire to speak to your heart today. So I encourage you to open your ears, open your spiritual ears, as I speak the word of God, and as I speak the truths of the Father, as I speak the truths of Yeshua, Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. And I also believe that as we read the word, that Holy Spirit is going to lead your life and direct your life through the word of God, especially as you apply it directly to your life. Okay, Colossians chapter 1, a core message for your life. Who is Yeshua? Who is Yeshua? It's a core message for everyone that's ever lived throughout history. Who is Yeshua? Yeshua is the co-creator. Yeshua is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Yeshua is our restorer. Yeshua is the restorer of Israel. Yeshua is the lover of mankind, and he's the fulfiller of promises. Yeshua is the great high priest. Yeshua is our king. Yeshua is the highly favored son. Yeshua is our deliverer. Yeshua is the deliverer of Israel. Yeshua is the giver of righteousness. Yeshua is the giver of holiness. Yeshua is the giver of righteousness. Yeshua is the giver of holiness. Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeshua is the second Moses. Yeshua is the Word. Yeshua is our mighty conqueror. Yeshua is the Son of Israel. Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel. Yeshua is our defender. Yeshua is our protector. Yeshua is the prophet of prophets. Yeshua is the King of Israel. Yeshua is the victory over the enemies of Israel. Yeshua is the Lord of the harvest. Yeshua is the Lord of the Sabbath. Yeshua is the beginning and the end. Yeshua is the author of life. Yeshua is our leader. Yeshua is humble. Yeshua is gentle. Yeshua is kind. Yeshua is minister to the poor. Yeshua is minister to the orphan. Yeshua is minister to the widow. Yeshua is minister to the broken. Yeshua is friend of children. Yeshua is friend of sinners. Yeshua is the lifter of the lowly. Yeshua is the lifter of the lowly. Yeshua is the shepherd of our souls. Yeshua is worthy of all praise. Yeshua is our all in all. Yeshua is our all in all. Yeshua is the wisdom of God. Yeshua is the lover of the bride. Yeshua is our redeemer. Yeshua is judge of all nations. Yeshua is the coming king. Yeshua is the preacher of the kingdom of God. Yeshua is the son of David. Yeshua is the son of Abraham. Yeshua is the son of Yaakov. Yeshua is the son of Yehuda. Yeshua is the son of God. Yeshua is the son of God. Yeshua is the fulfillment of biblical prophecies. Yeshua is the sacrifice once and for all. Yeshua is the resurrection and the life. Yeshua defeated death. Yeshua is the spring of living water. Yeshua is the one who calls you by name. Yeshua is the one that calls you by name. Yeshua is your friend. Yeshua is your brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 through 22. This is the word of God for you this morning. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, that through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, and say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in your mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. So we understand that Paul is writing to the Colossians and he's in prison. His theme is the glorified Messiah. His theme is that Yeshua is the head of the church, that Yeshua is supreme, that Yeshua is above all, that Yeshua has total authority. This is the message that Paul is telling to the Colossians. And by the cross, just as we read, by the cross of Yeshua, we are brought back into full relationship with the Father. By the cross of Yeshua, we are brought back into full relationship with the Father. This is his love. This is his love. By the blood of Yeshua, we have peace. By the blood of Yeshua, Yeshua gives Valerie peace. Our personal peace comes from Yeshua. By the death of Yeshua, we are reunited with the Father. Yeshua presents you before the God of the universe. He presents you before God in the courts of heaven as holy. I am holy by the blood of Yeshua. That is a rich truth. I'm going to have you repeat after me. I'm going to say that again, and then I want you to say that. I am holy by the blood of Yeshua. Okay, some of you said it, but I want you to say it like you mean it. I am holy by the blood of Yeshua.
I am holy by the blood of Yeshua.
Amen. There is power in the death of Messiah. There is power in the blood of Messiah. There's power in the resurrection of Messiah. There's power in the fact that 3 days he was in the grave and then he rose up out of the grave. There is power for us. So I have two personal stories that talk about Yeshua as my good shepherd. And 100% Yeshua has been the good shepherd of Valerie through her struggle. I was in university. I was a new believer. And I felt a conviction from God. I was in Central Texas, in the middle of Texas. And take warm clothes to poor Mexicans because there's a cold winter coming. So I wanted to do this good deed for poor Mexicans. So I drive around Abilene and I collect warm clothes to take to Mexico. I gather up 2 truckloads full of warm clothes to take to Mexico. And I had another friend going with me, and we got really smart, and we got a Spanish-speaking pastor, Hispanic man, to come with us so that when we get to Mexico, we can actually communicate with the beautiful people there. So we get these truckloads, 2 truckloads of warm clothes to take to Mexico. We drive 8 hours from Abilene, Texas, to the border of Mexico. I go to the border agent, and she says these words, "It's illegal for you to take these clothes into Mexico." So I went back and I told my friends that, and the Spanish-speaking pastor, he got in his car and he left because he didn't want to get arrested. He didn't want to spend time in a Mexican jail. Okay. I go back to the same agent, to the same border agent, because there was many of them, and she said again, "It's illegal for you to take these clothes into Mexico." I went back to my truck. I put my head on my steering wheel. My friend Jeremy's sitting in the driver's, the passenger seat, and I begin to cry. You know, and I'm crying because I'm thinking of all the times my multiple uncles told me about how they got arrested in Mexico and how they spent a week or 2 weeks in a Mexican jail. And I did not want to get arrested, and nor did I want to spend any time in a Mexican jail. But I felt this conviction from God, like, I'm supposed to do this. And so I was having this internal battle. I was weeping before the Lord in my truck. And after about 30 minutes of prayer, I look over at Jeremy and I say, "I believe that we're supposed to go in and take these clothes." We drive across the river, drive across the bridge. We go into Mexico. It's nighttime by then, so we're driving at night, which was actually quite dangerous because they don't have those little reflectors. But anyway, we found the church that we were supposed to take the clothes to in the village church. And we dropped off the clothes, and it was good. Got back in our car, drove back an hour back to the border, crossed the same border, and I was very happy to be back in Texas. Praise God. But it was because the Good Shepherd was with us that he gave us courage to take the steps of obedience, to obey him in doing the good deed that he convicted me of. The Good Shepherd was with us in the same way that the Good Shepherd was with Valerie all through her suffering process. Sorry?
I said I didn't suffer.
You didn't suffer.
Yes.
Good. Praise God. Okay. So now, I remember, this is around the same time, I'm a new believer, and God had done radical things in my life. I had been full of selfishness and pride and sins that happen at night. And I was living for the secrets that happen at night. But God, I called upon the name of Yeshua, and Yeshua redeemed me out of that. And I began to live for him. Every waking hour, I was living for him and not for myself and not even really for my studies in university. But I remember the first words I ever heard from Holy Spirit were, "I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you." And those words have become a foundation for my life. And so God spoke deep into my heart, into the places that no one else could speak. And he strongly encouraged my soul. And those were words of promise that I hold on to today. I remember when my kids were in elementary school and in junior high, we were living up in Haifa, I would be driving them to school. "Jesus will never leave you, and he will never forsake you." Many, many times I told that to my children. God speaks to us in intimate ways. He speaks to our hearts. He loves us so much that he speaks to us. He is the shepherd of our souls. He cares for you. He longs to comfort you. He longs to lead you, to direct you on a regular basis. So when we read the writing of Paul in Corinthians, of course he was in prison. And if you're in prison, you're probably suffering, you know, because Paul liked to be out and about and he liked to travel internationally, like many of you. But we know that Paul went through many, many trials. And multiple times he thought he was going to die. He did eventually, he was eventually martyred, of course, near Rome. Some of you in this room have suffered for Yeshua. We all have problems. We all have problems in this life. We all have pain. In this life, we all have suffering. In this life, we all have trials. Yeshua is our good shepherd. He wants to help us as we go through the challenges of this life. Here's a promise for you. In your challenges, God will be with you. In your challenges, God will be with you. Valerie, is that true? Was God with you in your challenges? Was God with you in your challenges? Amen. God answers our prayer even while we are yet speaking. So here's the question. How does Yeshua help us? We are called to surrender our troubles to him. We release our troubles to our good shepherd. That's hard for someone like me. I'm learning, and I hope that you guys are learning. Yeshua says, cast your burdens upon me. Throw your burdens upon me. Let me know what you're struggling with. Give it to me, and I will give you my light and easy yoke. We have a common problem, and it's anxiety. And Yeshua knew that we had that problem. He's a great God. Yeshua basically says this: control your mind. Now, obviously, for someone like me, that's a process, right? I need to be discipled. I need to learn. It's a learning process of how Jace is to control his mind. Yeshua says basically this: control your mind and decide not to be anxious. I can decide to walk in the peace that Yeshua has already provided for me on the cross 2,000 years ago. Throw your anxieties to Yeshua. I had to do it this morning. I threw my anxieties to Yeshua because they were too big for me, and I couldn't do anything about them anyway. So we need to learn, and it's a process. We need to learn how greatly valuable we are to the Father. How greatly valuable your soul and your spirit and even your body is to the Father. You are so valuable to your Father in heaven that he sent his own Son 2,000 years ago to die and to suffer on a cross. He sent the Prince of Heaven. He sent the only special, unique Son of God, the Holy Son of God, to die in your place, to suffer in your place. In our troubles, Yeshua says this. Write this down. It's good. Come to me. In your troubles, come to me. Three words. Not complicated. That's the strategy. If you leave here today and you want one thing to help you with your stress and your anxiety in life, this is the answer. Yeshua gave it to us. Three words. Come to me. Come to me. Go to him. Go to him in the quiet place. Go to him in the secret place. Go to him in prayer. Let it go and go to him. Lay it down at his feet. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1. God is our comforter. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5. This is the word of God for you this morning. Eat it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Messiah are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Mashiach. Our comfort is abundant through Mashiach. We are also, and I think many of you do this very well, we are called to comfort one another. Our comfort is through God. Our comfort is through Yeshua, and our comfort is through Holy Spirit. And that comfort is abundant. It doesn't say this in the scripture, but I'll expand it a little bit. The comfort that Holy Spirit has for you is eternal. He wants to give it to you today, and he'll give it to you in heaven as well. We receive comfort from God. I love what David did. I love what David did when he was afraid and desperate and overwhelmed. Don't turn there, but 1 Samuel 6 says that David encouraged himself in Yahweh. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Encourage yourself. I do it a lot. Encourage yourself. Speak out loud the good truths that God says over you. Speak the truth of God over your life. Encourage yourself. You know, and do it out loud. So if I think in my brain God is good, that's okay. It's okay. But if I say God is good with my mouth, what happens is the God is good, the truth, starts up here in my brain, and it goes down to here into my vocal cords. That truth goes into the vocal cords, and then it comes out the tongue, and the tongue moves, and the tongue gets it. God is good. And it comes out my lips. The lips get it. God is good. And then it comes out here into the atmosphere. God is good. Out here gets it. God is good. And then it goes back into my fleshly ears. God is good. And then it goes back into my brain. God is good. So it's not just thinking God is good. That's a good thought. It's much better if I speak it. God is good, and Yeshua is your Savior. Yeshua loves you. He loves you with an eternal love. He has given you eternal life today. That's like multiplying. Those words are multiplying because I'm speaking them out loud. And it goes back into my fleshly brain, and I get it. Amen? Other techniques. Now, let's do this first. 2 Corinthians 12. Okay. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 12 in just a moment. Other techniques to minister to your soul and mind. Go for a walk. You're stressed out. You're anxious. Go for a walk. Listen to worship music. And then you can advance that by having your own private worship time. Not just listening to worship music, which is good, but close the door. Have a one-on-one worship time with Jesus. Write in your journal. Create a spiritual journal. What is God saying to you? Write it down. Meet with a believing friend. This is important for me. I need to do it more. I need to meet with my believing friends, and I need to say to them, I need help. I need help. And then a second thing you can say to them is, pray for me. This is how I need prayer. Meet with a trusted, good, believing friend. Amen to that one? Ladies, can I get an amen? Okay, good. Okay, now, here's another one. These are all great techniques to minister to your mind and your spirit. Thankfulness. Speak out thankfulness. What are you thankful for? Name 5 things that you're thankful for. What does this do? It redirects your mind to the truth of how good your God is to you. I am thankful for Narcisse Street Baptist Church. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful that my son is here with me. I'm thankful for the body of Messiah in Jerusalem. I'm thankful for each one of you. Yeah? Amen. Thank you, sister. I receive it. Okay. Our nation for the past 2 years has gone through much trauma, much pain, much heartache, much violence, even our entire region. It's important for you, if you've been traumatized, to tell your story. It's important for you to tell your story anyway. But when you tell your story, that brings a level of heart healing to your soul. I would also say there are many, maybe even some of you in this room, you need to get believing counseling if you've experienced trauma. I think unfortunately the care that the IDF has provided has been woefully insignificant. They do provide care, but then it's not on an individualistic basis, and people need help, especially during this time of war. As we conclude, let's read 2 Corinthians 12, please. And we'll be in verses 9 and 10, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. He has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Messiah may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses and persecutions, with difficulties, for Messiah's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And I tell you that when we are weak, God is strong. Your God is your refuge. Your God is your fortress. When you are weak, your God is strong. Your God, he's your good shepherd. And he is strong for you. His love is for you. His grace is upon you. The joys of the Holy Spirit are upon you. Our good shepherd is strong for you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Shabbat shalom.